Junie Margry is an expat that formerly resided in the USA. But in 2023, she and her family made the move to Australia with her husband and two teenage girls.
We had been overseas for 15 years by that point. When we left Australia, we still had family and good friends that we'd left behind. And we really moved overseas to have an adventure. We had two children, and 15 years on, our kids were in high school, and we wanted to have them experience part of their childhood in Australia, since they're Australian citizens, and spend more time with family. And it really just felt like the right time to move back. It was a bit stressful, of course, figuring out what do we bring with us, what do we leave behind, calculating all the logistics and the costs, of course. By the time we came back to Australia, we'd done it a few times, so we kind of knew what we had to organise. Moving back to Australia has been a challenge as well as something that felt really good. So it was, of course, good to come home, to be back in our home country, to see family again, to be reacquainted with old friends and things from our childhood and young adulthood. But, of course, it was sad to leave behind the friends that we'd made overseas and the great life that we had over there. I think every time you move, when you've lived somewhere else, you always leave a part of yourself behind. So you never feel fully complete wherever you are. That's just the nature of being a global citizen, really.
Among these migrants include students. Salma Zahira from Indonesia was among the students who were given the opportunity to continue their studies here in Australia. She is now a graduate from the University of Queensland and, like her peers, is living a very different life here in Australia than the one she would have had in Indonesia.
I was definitely struggling at first because everything here is so different, and I just had to get used to the public transport and everything else. The system here is very different, but I still like it nonetheless. It was definitely a period of adjustment because the people here, they are so different than what I'm used to in Indonesia. The people here are very individualistic, but still very like friendly. But back home in Indonesia, it's very, they work as a collective. So we kind of have to do everything together, and we have to care about what other people think or like what they might think. But here I could just basically express myself freely, and you know, nobody really cares or nobody really have to have anything to say about it. That's what I like the most.